Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, and welcome everybody to a special Strickland live stream. We are joined by definitely a first-time guest of this show, but somebody I'm sure many and maybe all are familiar with. That is Congressman Jamal Bowman. Congressman Bowman, happy to have you on. How are you doing today?
I'm well, sir. I'm well. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. Thank you for joining us. Look, let's just get right into it. You are a native New Yorker, born and raised, and you grew up as a Knicks fan. Obviously, this team, this season, is doing things that harken back to the 90s Knicks in terms of their ability to withstand a lot of adversity. You know, I guess, like, do you see parallels? I mean, maybe not in terms of how they're playing, but just in terms of that resilience to the teams that you grew up watching?
Oh, 100%. I think Jalen Brunson embodies all of that. Tom Thibodeau embodies all of that as well. The toughness, the resilience, the focus on tenacious, relentless defense, the discipline. I mean, Thibodeau's teams might even be more disciplined than the Van Gundy and Rowley teams, because Thibodeau, that's his calling card, you know, that discipline. And so, yeah, there are some parallels, you know. I mean, but the 90s teams were more bruising on the inside, you know, with Ewing and Oakley and Mason and, you know, all those guys with a little more, I guess, you know, they were bruising. They were physical in the backcourt as well with Starks. You know, but this team seems to, you know, get this calling card from its point guard, you know, Jalen Brunson, and then wing players who could just slash, hit the three, play tenacious defense. You know, we have great interior defense as well. So a lot of similarities. Yes, a lot of similarities. But, you know, it's a long way to go, man. We're only like one game into the second round.
Yes, we do have a long way to go, and we have another step to take tonight. I am curious, you know, I've like kind of had this whole theory for a long time that the Knicks like have to embody a certain type of play style, and like you kind of have to be what you are. And those 90s teams, like you mentioned, they were physical and bruising. And those 70s teams, they were known for their defense and their connectedness. And when the Knicks have been good, they've kind of played a certain type of way. I thought last year's team connected with the fan base in a very special way. But I think this year's team has connected in a way that I feel is really special. And I don't know, do you feel like this year's team, you know, as somebody who grew up in New York, like, is there something there to the idea of like this year's team as a New Yorker? There's something special about that connection with the team, the players on it, and, you know, the city itself. We might be having some connection issues here, unfortunately.
Jungle is how many describe New York City, including New Yorkers. And there's just a certain energy and culture to the city. And yeah, I think, you know, all of that in terms of the players and their personalities and relationships are still being built.
All right. Unfortunately, it looks like Congressman Bowman's connection struggling there a little bit. We're going to get him back in the meantime. Thank you to everybody that is joining us right now. We will definitely try to get to as many comments as we can. I will be staying on for probably 25, 30 minutes after. So stay tuned there. We have him back, so here he is. Welcome back.
Sorry about that, man. I'm using my phone. This will probably be much better.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, that's great.
Yes, here we go. So, yeah,
where we leave off. Do you want to come with the question again?
Yeah, I mean, I was just kind of asking, like, because there to me just feels like there's a connection between this year's team, the players on it, and with the fan base for sure. But, like, you know, obviously New Yorkers make up the fan base in a way that just connects at a level, like, you connect with them, yes, because they're playing great for the Knicks, but it almost feels a little bit deeper than that with just the energy and kind of like how the city has embraced this team. I mean, you see it with Jalen Brunson, obviously, but all these guys, Josh Hart, and you know, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago, even coming out of college, you probably wouldn't identify any of these players as superstars, right? You know, Jalen Brunson was drafted in the second round. But they are self-made. You know, New York is all about being self-made. These players are self-made, no more than Jalen Brunson. And also, New York is a blue-collar city. It's a labor city. You know, it's all about punching your clock, doing your job, and doing it to the best of your ability. And so Jalen Brunson, I think, embodies all of that, as do the players around him. I mean, this is a guy who, again, second-round pick, you know, undersized. You know, people's, oh, he's not fast, he's not explosive, he can't jump high, you know, he's short, you know, all the things that all, you know, counted him out time and time again, just like New Yorkers feel that way oftentimes. You know, we, regardless of your background, your race, your culture, where you live, you know, we have a chip on our shoulder, but we also have a certain swag, and that's what, you know, Brunson and the team is embodying right now. Again, it's early, so I, you know, we're having this conversation, is great, but let's not get carried away, because we got, like, you know, the goal is to get to the finals at least, which is going to be very hard with Boston in a way. But I do believe the Knicks have more character than the Boston Celtics, even if they may not have more talent on paper, quote unquote.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that, you know, whatever you can say about this year's team, whatever they may or may not have, one thing you cannot question is their character and just their general kind of ability to deal with adversity. You know, look, let's go back. Obviously, you did grow up with those 90s teams. Who was like your guy on that team? Like, because mine growing up, like, I was a big Mason guy. But everybody has, like, their guy on that team. So I'm curious who yours was.
I mean, when I played ball, you know, I was short. So I always try to be like a point guard. So I always gravitated towards the point guards. You know, Mark Jackson, you know, always loved. But Rod Strickland was probably more my guy, you know, for a time there, because he was just so dynamic as a handler, and the way he finished around the rim. You know, he was just tremendous. I would say, and you know, this might be a little controversial, he came a bit later. And he came under the most controversial circumstances. But Latrell Sprewell was kind of my guy. You know, he was just relentless. His motor was through the roof. He was nonstop. He was tenacious. And, you know, he helped us almost win a ring, man, during that 50-game season. And so, you know, I thought, you know, on the one hand, you thought bringing him in with Allen Houston, they're both two guards, how's that going to work? But they made it work, man, and almost got it done. So Latrell Sprewell, just based on how relentless he was, is who I liked the most.
Yeah, Spree was always an adventure. That much is for sure. And he was huge. I mean, people forget, obviously, because we lost that series in the finals. But his game five against the Spurs is, like, I mean, he was amazing in that game. He's the reason they were even had a chance. At the very end of the game. So he was spectacular. To kind of bring it back to this year's team, you know, you talked about Thibodeau and how you feel like maybe this year's team is even more disciplined than some of the Knicks teams from back in that age. You know, how important do you feel it's been? Like, you know, we've seen, obviously, Randall is out for the year. Mitchell Robinson is now out for the year. Bogdanovich is out for the year. The list, and obviously they've had multiple in-season trades. How important do you feel like just that consistency of the voice up from the top, and how does that, like, you know, his mentality, he always says this, right? we have enough. That's always his thing. Whenever they ask him about, you know, how are you going to deal with this and how are you going to deal with that? He's always, his refrain is always, we have enough. How important do you think that messaging is in terms of like trickling down to the group and that kind of becoming the group's ethos? Like, do you think that comes from him, or do you think that also is just part of who the guys that make up the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think that comes from him, but I also think it comes from the front office, and it definitely trickles down to the team that they have built, and also the assistant coaches that he's put around him. You know, it's actually a football mentality. Like, I played college football, Division II, play high school, obviously, and you know, there's no excuses. You know, we don't care who's hurt. You know, we don't care what the circumstances are. You're going in and you're being relentless in pursuing your victory, and so it's like next man up. That's a football mentality, and so Thibodeau has that mentality. His coaches have that mentality. Their players have that mentality. I mean, what Jalen Brunson is doing right now, you know, he's putting up numbers similar to Michael Jordan and Oscar Robertson, and it feels like. And this is why I keep saying, you know, we have to, you know, let's be careful. It's early, whatever. It feels like a Cinderella ride, because still it's like, can Jalen Brunson keep this up, like 40 points every game? You know, that's tough. That's tough for anyone. And so, but yeah, it's a football mentality, man. I mean, think about, you know, I think it was the 90 Giants. You know, I think it was Phil Simms who went down and Jeff Hostetler stepped in and guided the Giants to a Super Bowl victory. So they didn't care that they lost their, you know, backup quarterback, or excuse me, starting quarterback, and had to go with their backup. They went out there and won it. You know, not to bring up another city, but the Eagles did that as well. I think it was Wentz who went down, and Nick Foles who came in and guided them to a Super Bowl. And so that's football stuff right there, and that's what Thibodeau brings to the table.
I want to thank you for bringing up that Giants Super Bowl. As a Bills fan, I very much appreciate it. I definitely hear that. You know, you mentioned Brunson, and he's obviously fantastic. But I do feel like in a lot of ways that Josh Hart is, no pun intended, the heart of the team. Like, what do you make of this player who is 6'4", but is able to get, you know, 18 rebounds and plays 48 minutes a night? Like, I mean, he's a guy. I mean, I think a lot of these guys could have fit in on those 90s teams, but he's a guy where I'm like, yeah, man, throw him in with Mace and Oakley and Starks and these guys, and he'll be good to go. How much have you just enjoyed kind of watching him do all of the things that it is that Josh Hart does?
I mean, we remember how Brunson reacted when he heard that the Knicks picked up, you know, Josh Hart. And right. They traded for him, right? His reaction was like, oh, let's go. Like, he was super hype because he knows the meadow, the makeup of Josh Hart. And that's what we're seeing, man. He's just tenacious, again, just like that 90s team, embodying, you know, Thibodeau and what Thibodeau is all about. But, you know, what was it, against Philly, game 6, you know, that big three he hit at the top of the key. You know, it's also the ability to hit big shots, and that's what this team has, man. It's like they got the disciplined, they got the tenacious D, they have their leader in Brunson, they're all scrappy, right? They're scrappy as heck. You know, they'll have great games, but then they multiple players hit big shots. Hart hit a big shot against Philly. DiVincenzo hit a big shot, you know, game 1 against who they're playing right now, the other day. Yes, that team. And Brunson constantly hitting big shots. So that the Pacers, yes. This is who they are, you know, and I don't want to talk about it that much because I want to keep it going. So I don't want, you know, New Yorkers are also super, real superstitious, man. So we like, don't talk about it. Don't say anything. You know, even though I don't know if you saw my tweet after we beat the Sixers, I was like, the Knicks are going to the finals. You know, like the quintessential Knicks fan, you know, with the hyperbole. But that's how I felt, you know, just after that series. And just seeing what they're made up of, man, it's just like, you know, it's a tough team.
Yeah, it's actually funny you mentioned superstition, because one thing that happened, so the Knicks are up six with about 28 seconds left in game five against Philly. And there were some, you know, a little early celebrations perhaps popping off. How did you feel at the end of that game, where the Knicks obviously blow that game? And then that, I mean, we've seen them fight back from a lot of things throughout prior to that. But were you worried at that point in time, like, hey, this actually might have been one hit too many? Or were you of the opinion like, hey, like, yeah, that sucked? And it really sucked. But like, there's no reason to doubt what this team is capable of. Or were you internally like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that could have possibly happened?
Yeah, I was very confident they were going to win game six. Very confident, just because of, again, as we've been talking about, the character of this team and what they represent. And also at the end of the day, Philly's banged up, man. Like, Embiid is not healthy. And that's obviously greatly to our advantage. And Philly exhausted so much just getting to a game six, you know, and pulling out that victory, that, you know, I knew their home team was going to carry them, but I knew there was going to be, I felt there was going to be some hangover. Whereas the Knicks, man, again, their leader Brunson, and obviously their coach, they're steadfast, man. They're steady and they're focused. And so I thought they was going to win game six. To your question, like the first question you alluded to, I was in complete shock when that 4-point play happened. I'm like, and of course, flashbacks of Reggie Miller, right? Like when he, and it was like in the same kind of spot on the court.
Yeah.
You know, Reggie hits a three, gets a steal, hits another three. I mean, that's only against the Knicks do things like that happen, it feels like, you know? Like, what? A 4-point play and then a three from the logo. And I was watching Get Up the next morning with Mike Greenberg. Shout out to Mike Greenberg. And they were talking about, oh, you should have grabbed him, you should have fouled him. Man, nobody's thinking that. And that.
All right, he's back here. There we go.
You know, like, that was crazy. And I'm like, oh, only to the Knicks does this kind of thing happen. But I was confident in game six, and thankfully we pulled it out.
Yeah, I mean, even game six had its own roller coaster. Go up 22, fall down 10, go up 8, tie game, Josh Hart 3. Yeah, I mean, look, this team has they've definitely given us stress throughout this playoff run. They haven't played a game that hasn't been a roller coaster ride quite yet. So hopefully tonight we get a nice blowout win, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
No, that's not going to happen. that's absolutely not going to happen. You said the big man is out for the season, right?
Yeah, Mitchell Robinson's out for the season.
Yeah, so that's going to hurt us, man. He's really great for us. I mean, his backup, man, forgive me for forgiving the names. I'm, you know, working in Congress, so I don't keep up as much as I'd like to.
Hey, but we got a native New Yorker, Bronx native, Precious Achiuwa.
Yeah, he's really good. Like, he's, again, like, motor, size, strength, smart, relentless. He's really, really good. But, you know, at some point the injuries catch up with you. Like, again, not to talk about another series, but Luka Doncic, man, if he's not healthy in that series, they're gonna get swept. And he his knee is hurt and beads. You know, the best ability is availability, man. And if you're not available, at some point that's going to catch up to you. Even a Thibodeau team.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely at some point you just reach a critical mass and it'll cost you. But hopefully the Knicks can still power through this series at the minimum.
Yes, Eastern Conference Finals is a great season for this team.
Absolutely.
And then I still think, though, and I don't know if you were going to ask this, I would like to see another bona fide superstar on the team. Like, you know, no disrespect to Randall. Randall's been holding us down. He's been great. But I mean bona fide, like a Antetokounmpo type person. I would love to see that on the Knicks. And we got a lot of picks, but we can maybe wheel and deal. So we'll see.
No, maybe that front office that you were talking about earlier can get that done for us. You know, you did say that you're a shorter man. You like your point guards. I am going to go on a limb because we did get a question here from Zan Rosen. He asked who's the congressman's favorite current Nick. I'm going to go on a limb and guess it is Jalen Brunson, but I will let you answer the question.
It is Jalen Brunson, even though that's like cheating. So I don't really want to say that, but who's the brother that they just got from Toronto?
Oh, OG.
OG, I like OG, man. OG is good. He's solid. He's a solid all around player. Heady, smart. He's super smart, man. That I see why they traded for him now. He is like the perfect Thibodeau guy. So I like him, and I like Hart too, man. Hart is great. OG Hart. But Brunson would be the guy. Cheat code.
Yes. We have a few fun questions here. This one's from Greg Pinto. Can Congress do something about TNT sending Reggie Miller to MSG tonight? Should be illegal.
you might be right about that. I got to admit, and I think a lot of Knicks fans might agree with me, I really like Reggie Miller, man. I mean, we didn't like him, that six-point play. But the thing about New York, If you kick our butts, we kind of respect you, you know. And so I'm a big Reggie Miller fan, and so yeah, it should be illegal. But Reggie, we might want to give Reggie a pass, man. He's a legend. I love Reggie. Gotta give Reggie love.
Well, you're treading in dangerous waters here. we had an interesting question here. This room is from Mike Plew. As a former Bronx-based educator, I wonder if the congressman has any relationship with Earl Monroe's new Renaissance School.
I do not, but I'm about to take a note. Renaissance School. First of all, I love the name. I might have to visit that school, man. Earl Monroe has a school? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I believe, I think if I remember correctly, Randall had a couple of seasons ago, it was like every three he made, he donated $100, I think, to that school. So, yeah, pretty cool relationship the Knicks actually have with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely checking that out.
Yes. All right, so look, we obviously have this year's team, and you know, you mentioned Eastern Conference Finals would be a great season, especially given all the circumstances here. Obviously the Knicks are never, or we as fans should never be satisfied with just that. Like, do you feel though that this team for the first time now, since, you know, those 90s teams, obviously they never quite got it done, but do you feel that, you know, this team with the way it's set up does have a chance to kind of break that 50 plus year curse of, you know, not having brought a championship to Madison Square Garden? And also just, do you feel that like part of that is just the fact that since Patrick Ewing, Brunson is the first guy that truly kind of is capable of being that level of player that you need to bring a championship to a city?
Yes. I don't think this team as currently constructed can win an NBA championship. I just think, you know, not just Boston, but out West, when you look at what's happening in OKC, and what's happening in Minnesota, and even Denver, even though I don't think Denver's going to win this series, but Denver, these are teams with bona fide superstars, sometimes multiple superstars, and they just have a whole bunch of other stuff that's just like they got defense, they got length to get to three. That's what I'm saying. The Knicks need like another like dog superstar. You know, again, I mentioned Antetokounmpo. You know, but there's some others out, and I don't mean, no, again, I don't want to, no disrespect. I don't mean like Paul George. I may not even mean Embiid just because he can't stay healthy.
Because he's enemy of the state right now. Joel Embiid is an enemy of the program right now.
He's an enemy of the program, and he can't stay healthy, and he whines all the freaking time. So I don't mean Embiid, but I really thought again, quick digression. Last year against Boston, I think it was, when they had Harden. James Harden, Embiid was unstoppable. Like, if they could have just kept giving him the ball, and if he had, like, a Shaq mentality, they'd go to the finals and compete in the finals. But unfortunately, they didn't have the character, which is the problem. Anyway, point is, currently constructed, no. We gotta use some of our draft picks and maybe even a player to get someone in here who can put us over the top. We need at least one more to complement Brunson and complement everything else going on, I think.
Yes, I agree with that. We got a very important question here from Seth Rosenthal. Can Congressman Bowman give us 14 minutes off the bench tonight?
Shit. I might be able to give you 4 minutes off the bench. I'm embarrassingly out of shape and feeling old at 48 years old. So that's why I'm back in the gym with personal trainer doing all that good stuff, man. 14 minutes. Lord have mercy. I would need an ambulance. 4 minutes, I might be. I could give you a good 2 minutes. That's for sure. I'll be tenacious on D. I'll dive all over the floor for loose balls. I might get a rebound or two. I would be productive. My plus minus would be good, I think, for 2 minutes.
Hey, if you can carry us in the non-Brunson minutes, we're good. Look, you mentioned that you did play football. There was actually a little bit of a back and forth between Austin Rivers and J.J. Watt about, NFL guys couldn't play in the NBA, but the NBA guys could play in the NFL. I'm not sure about all that. But who on this team would you be – are you most like, yeah, this guy, he could definitely play something in the NFL, or he could definitely play something in a football team?
Maybe OG. Probably it would be OG. Probably. Let me tell you. First of all, all of these people we're talking about are like, they're not human. Like their athletic abilities are on a whole nother level. Like first of all, they're giants and they move like they're sprinters in a 100 meter dash. I mean, remember a couple of years ago, that Seattle wide receiver like literally ran 100 and didn't come in last. And he's built like a machine, right? So these athletes, first of all, both could play in the other sport. Like NFL players can play in the NBA, and NBA players can play in the NFL. They'll be probably mediocre at best. And then NBA players, they don't want to take hits like that. But, yeah, probably OG. OG comes to mind for me. The way he's built and all of that. Brunson, I would say Brunson, but, in my mind, I'm like, I want to protect Brunson at all costs. So I'm thinking in my mind, like, nah, he'll get hurt. No Brunson. OG, I think, could come back, could get it, make it happen.
Yeah, OG, for me, it'd be Josh Hart, just because I don't even know. That guy would just be diving all over the place, throwing his
Nah, Josh Hart would get Josh Hart get hit one time, he'd be finished. No, it would not be Josh Hart.
Not thick enough?
No, Josh Hart. I don't know what his 40 time is. If he runs like a 4.2 40, maybe, because he can run away from people. But no. Not if his 40 is not. Yeah, he would get – it would be bad for Hart.
Definitely. But yeah, he's got that dog in him though. You never know.
Yeah, but you also gotta freaking deadlift 500 pounds. I don't know. It's not the dog's not enough. You gotta also be physically just like a gladiator.
Yeah. Just so you're aware, we have a lot of people in the comments that think you might be able to give us a few better minutes than Alec Burks can. So you got a lot of believers here.
Yeah, damn. Okay. I appreciate that. That's not true, but I appreciate that.
We do have a funny question. Did you see TJ McConnell at the Capitol on January 6th?
I didn't.
The Pacers backup point guard.
Oh my goodness. I did not, but you know who's here all the time? Oh man, I'm gonna get his name mixed up. Because like he's like a lobbyist kinda. Is it Enes Kanter?
Oh yeah, he's there.
He's from Turkey, right?
Yeah, yep.
Oh yeah, he's here all the time. I haven't seen him much this cycle, but he's here a lot. He's a lobbyist. He does a lot of lobbying for for his native Turkey. He's here all the time. I actually we were going after each other when I was challenging Elliot Engel. Because Elliot Engel like helped him, a couple times when he was in office. So we was like, joshing each other a little bit.
Oh man, that's actually it's good to see that you came out on top. It's the important thing.
That's right.
And his freedom, as he's known now, He did not leave New York in great in positive terms, and certainly has not covered himself in glory since then. But
that's right. That's right.
So, Senator, Congressman, I appreciate your time so much today. Obviously, if there's anything that you want to let the people know out here that you'd like to promote, feel free. You have the floor to do so.
Oh, appreciate that. So thank you for having me. This was a great conversation. If the Knicks get to the Eastern Conference Finals, let me not even say if, when, because I really think they're going to beat the Pacers, God willing. I hope the Mitchell Robinson injury isn't too severe, doesn't derail us too much. But I got to come back on if you don't mind, because we got to talk about that. But yes, you know, go to Bowman for Congress. You know, take a look at a lot of the work we've been doing. I'm sure you'll like it. You know, and support us in any way that you can. And wherever you are, please make sure you are in relationship with your elected officials. I know politics is, you know, a lot of times people don't want to get involved because, you know, it's crazy up here. And it is true. That is very true. But we really need to hear from the people, real people. And there aren't any realer people than Knicks fans. So please stay in touch with your elected officials, including me. And go to BowmanForCongress.com to learn more about what we're doing.
Well, thank you again for your time. We will definitely be supporting you, and you will be supporting the Knicks. And hopefully both parties are successful in that sense.
That's right. Absolutely. Peace and love. Thanks, man. Right. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. So thanks to everybody that joined us here on the live chat. I don't know. I want to let everybody know I was not ever expecting to be talking to a congressman for anything that we were doing in Strickland, but here we are. The Knicks do play tonight. They play, obviously, the Pacers at 8 o'clock. Unfortunately, Reggie Miller will be on their broadcast. I appreciate Congressman Bowman's sentiments, but I can't say I agree. I am not enthused about Reggie Miller, and I will not be respecting him. But it is what it is. We haven't done a pod since the news broke out yesterday, but Mitchell Robinson, obviously, most likely, almost guaranteed now at this point, to be out for the season. It's a big loss for the Knicks. I know that he didn't have a great game one, and I do think this is a pretty solid series for Precious. But I thought he actually played well in the second half. And he's just gives you something that, as good as Hartenstein is and as valuable as Precious has been in terms of his versatility, we saw in that Philly series what Mitch gives you, a dimension he gives you that really nobody else does on this team. And most guys in the league either, most centers in the league don't either. So that's definitely a big loss for the Knicks. And it also just sucks because he worked so hard to come back this season, and you hate to see that. You know, you hate to see him work so hard to come back, and he's clearly playing through just various stuff going on with him, you know, in terms of managing the injury. He was really toughing it out for the Knicks, and you know, it sucks that his season has ended this way, and obviously the Knicks have dealt with a lot, right? They've also lost Julius Randle. He's been out for, you know, since the end of January. Bogdanovich, he goes out, during the Sixers series. It's tough. Like, it is, it's tough what they've been dealing with. And, it is what it is. They have to find a way to win this series, but you've got seven guys now, basically, in the rotation. I personally am not, I don't think Tibbs is going to really extend the rotation. I think he's going to go seven guys. Maybe he'll throw Burks out there. I'd be surprised. I think that he has a sprained shoulder that he's kind of been nursing. And I mean, we all saw what Alec Burks was doing while he was on the Knicks this year. Was not great. So I personally don't have any desire to see him on the floor. I don't think we're going to see Shake Milton. I'm pretty confident we're not going to see Charlie Brown Jr. or Daquan Jeffries. The Knicks got what they got. And they're going to need all seven of those guys to give them something. And look, the main thing for me, you know, you go back to that game six against Philly, awesome win, obviously, and even game one against Indiana, awesome win. But they got 5 points in that game six against Philly off the bench, and they got three off the bench against against Indiana. Like, you're just asking a lot from those five frontline guys. And it's, you know, if any of them has an off night in terms of scoring, shooting, whatever, it's just really hard. It's really, really difficult to see how they can pull those games out. You know, obviously, yes, the defense can be improved. So maybe that is really the kind of critical point to emphasize for the Knicks coming into this game. But yeah, I mean, look, Deuce had a really good first five games against Philly. He struggled the last couple, you know, the closeout game in Philly and then game one against Indiana. That was not wonderful for him. He struggled all season really with TJ McConnell. So that's a concern. What Precious gives us in terms of his defensive versatility and rebounding and all those things is great. It's really hard to expect more from him than that. It's really, you know, any points he gives you is kind of a bonus. So we will see if Jalen Brunson can keep this up, you know, in terms of his scoring and it's been incredible to watch. It's also something where you wonder, like, can this sustain, you know, against this opponent, this Pacers team? Yeah, maybe it's possible. But if they get through this series, I just think you're going to reach a point where you just don't have the overall firepower and shot creation and all those things to get to that fire, you know, I'm reading this comment here, which I will actually read, to reach that championship level. And it sucks because we saw what this team was in January after that OG trade. And that was without Mitch too, still at that time. And we didn't have Bogdanovich during that period either, but it sucks that we never got to see this team whole and this team kind of with all the different pieces that they brought in and made moves for. We never got to see all of that coalesce together and see if that January month was something that could have sustained for the rest of the season and into the playoffs. And obviously, you know, selfishly as a fan, obviously it sucks for Julius on his, you know, personal level for him and just as a person. But as a fan, it sucks. And at a selfish level, it sucks because we know Julius has struggled in the playoffs the two times he's been there. Would have been, and I do understand that last year he was dealing with the ankle injury, but like, you're operating a little bit now blind in terms of what can he be in the playoffs and how that informs your decision as a front office or as an organization, but what to do with him this offseason. So that part of it all sucks that we just didn't get a chance to see this team whole, especially because we've seen now what Brunson has become. But you know, we move on and we will have to go and try to win this game tonight, go up 2-0. Obviously if you go up 2-0, you have a great chance of winning the series. So we'll see about that. Jeremy Anselson asked, can the congressman pull the MSG fire alarm if the Knicks are losing? I hope so. That would be nice. Be a good move by him. Or Yusuf, don't mention that word, Embiid again, congressman. Yes, do not mention that word again. No Embiid in my city. All right, I'm going to close this up. Again, thanks to everybody that was in here, you know, and just kind of gave us content to and questions to ask him, and thank you again to Congressman Bowman, who isn't here. Also, if you've not done so, definitely check out our Patreon, check out the merch, check out our website, all kinds of good stuff on there. Matthew Miranda, Colin Loring, everybody has done great work on the recaps, individual pieces. Colin wrote a really good one about OG that came out yesterday, so definitely check that out. Check out the merch on the website. There's a link that'll take you there. Obviously, district.land. That's the website. You can find a link to the merchandise store. We got our Nova York line, which, by the way, may want to get something of that because the Nova boys are carrying us, and they did carry us in game one. So, definitely check that out. And aside from that, again, you know, thanks to everybody that was in here. I'll be on today for the post game. So, hopefully, we'll be recapping another Knicks victory. But yeah, until then, I'll let everybody go. Go Knicks tonight, and I'll see you after the game.